Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know on unofficialmills.co.uk.
Geek World.
Geek World, as you call it, which is like a fan site for this show, which is very nice. Been running for a few years now.
It's a fan site for you.
No, they like you as well.
No.
Anyway, I'm just looking on it.
I don't
right?
want them to.
Yes, you do. Don't be horrible. I was just looking on it, right, and they have forums on there. It's very good, where they talk about, you know, stuff on Radio 1 and stuff on this show. And Jono, who runs the site, I've just seen this, turns out he's never seen a James Bond film in his life. Ever.
Really?
Is that possible? I reckon Jono's, what, 19, 20 now? And he's got time to listen to this show and write down comments every day. So how can he not have seen one single James Bond film? How is that possible? Even me, with my limited knowledge of films, have seen a few James Bond films.
But they're on all the time.
They're on every week, every day. There's always on somewhere, isn't there? So it used to be just Christmas, but now they're on everywhere all the time.
I see them all the time.
Yeah.
He'll have never seen Pussy Galore.
He had never seen Pussy Galore. He would never have seen For Your Eyes Only. I watched Casino Royale the other day. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen
it. Of course you haven't,
that.
It's recent.
Yeah.
Give it another 2 or 3 years, you'll be on.
I did see one film over the weekend.
Yeah, go on.
Snakes on a Train. Plane. Not your train was your one.
Snakes on a Train was the one I recommended.
Snakes on a Plane.
That's very good.
It was very good, yeah. That was about 3 years ago.
I think there was something called Confessions of a Window Cleaner that I watched. That was on UKG2, I think, at the weekend. That was on.
All right.
Yeah.
We should go on.
It's good that. I think it was made in films. The 70s. I don't know. Apparently there's a few in a series.
Is that?
Yeah. There's Confessions of series. Oh, but it was quite good,
You're going to watch more of them, are you?
I'd quite like to, yeah. So that was on at the weekend. What else did I watch? There's another film I watched as well. What was it? Was it... I watched Made in Manhattan again. Because I quite like it. Yeah. Good. Anyway, so Jono, unofficialmills.co.uk.
I love Unofficial Mills.
Not being funny or anything, but seriously, get a James Bond film in your life because you're kind of missing out. We're not even missing out, you're just a bit weird because like, everybody in the whole world has seen one apart from you, so sort that out. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
For a lot of people, you know, Chopper, this is their favourite part of our show. It's Flirt Divert. Let's find out some of the randoms you met this weekend. First, we've got somebody with a bit of a confession to make. We played this one on Friday.
Hi, Nicky. It's Warwick. We met in a nightclub on the weekend. Just ringing just to say a slight confession. I'm not really a mechanic for the Williams Formula One team. I work in the tyre shop in town, but I'm still really keen to meet up with you. I still think you're really nice, and I can definitely get you some discounts and stuff on tyres if we meet up. So hopefully, can you give me a call back? Cheers, bye.
See, if you make something up, eventually, at some point, you're going to have to come clean, aren't you?
But maybe girls like tyres, as I said.
Hi, you know I met you the other night. I need to tell you I'm not actually Robbie Williams. By the way, you know I said I was Prince Harry. I'm not. Now, see, what he's done, he's taken the easy way out there. He called her. Brilliant, it's gone to answer phone. I'll just leave a message saying how I made it all up, but I will offer her some discount.
I can definitely get you some discounts and stuff on tyres if we meet up.
Is he paying her at this point? Only if we meet up, I'll get you some discounts on tyres. There's words for people like him. Yeah.
I can't take you to Silverstone, but I can take you to Quick Fit.
I can definitely get you some discounts and stuff on tyres if we meet up.
Brilliant, thanks. Now, remember what we say about drinking a lot of alcohol? Does it make you more attractive? Here is definite proof that, yes, it really does.
Jim! Hey, Stabbo! I'm just, I've been drinking since 10, so I'm just wondering where you are. I'm stood in the toilet, and I'm, like, just wondering where you are. God, just pick up the phone, you know. Just thought I was going out for a drink, mate. Well, I've heard some other people. Cheers, Boring.
Now, if you're having a phone conversation in a toilet, right, especially a public one,
yeah,
do you not want to keep it as quiet as possible?
Normally.
It's like, hello, I'm waiting for you in the toilet.
Well, I've had many conversations in public toilets.
And I've never said I'm waiting for you in the toilet.
I remember you sounded like you really knew what you were talking about.
Right, scrub
normally
that.
Normally, it takes you a while to get into a bit of character acting.
Scrub that.
But that was just like, bang.
He's not very subtle, though, is he?
I'm stood in the toilet, and I'm like, just wondering where you are.
Now, there you are, and the gents. Like, minding your own business. Remember, some people get stage fright anyway, then you hear this.
Jim! It's Dabo! Jim! It's Dabo!
I would definitely meet up with them, though, wouldn't you? Because it's always brilliant when you turn up and they've been drinking since 10 a.m. and you haven't.
Yeah.
It is always... I love that.
Always a great night, though.
Really enjoy that when that happens.
Well, I've heard some other people. Cheers, Boring.
Get a little bit leery, don't they?
Boring always helps.
But it is okay, because the police have come together.
Well, I've heard some other people. Cheers, Boring.
Right, and next guy on Flirt Divert. Check him out.
Hello, Puppy. Hope you enjoyed our game of Tiddlywinks. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Did he say hello, Pappy, or hello, Puppy?
Puppy, I think.
Hello, Puppy. Hello, Puppy.
It's just posh.
Hello, Puppy.
Is leaving a message for a dog?
Yeah, because I know loads of dogs that can play Tiddlywinks.
But then how could a dog give him the Flirt Divert number?
Well, if it's clever enough to play Tiddlywinks.
Hope you enjoyed our game of Tiddlywinks.
Unless it was written on the dog's collar, one of those like lost and found things, right? So he finds a dog, has a game of Tiddlywinks with it, and finds the number, gives the number a call.
Are we sure that playing Tiddlywinks is playing Tiddlywinks and not something else?
Hope you enjoyed our game of Tiddlywinks.
Tell you what, though, you'd be gutted if an animal give you Flirt Divert number, wouldn't you? Rubbish. I'd be given the Flirt Divert number by an owl.
Have you?
No, I'm just saying.
Was that whilst you were talking to it in a toilet?
Right, check
it's
this...
just flying through the window.
Woo-woo. Check this guy out.
All right, baby. I rang this number you gave me in loads of times, and it's always on Apple's phone. Just from when we went out on Monday, I thought it was good, and, you know, definitely want to meet up again. I told you it would be Paul Daniel with a bit of magic, didn't I? And it was, wasn't it? What do you think? Anyway, drop me a text. You know me, Keith Baker, video maker. See you later, babe.
Yep, that's right. You heard him right there. That was Keith Baker, video maker.
You know me, Keith Baker, video maker.
So before he met this girl that gave him Flirt Divert, he told her the date would be Paul Daniels, a bit magic.
I told you it would be Paul Daniels, a bit of magic, didn't I? No. And it was, wasn't it?
No, actually, not according to her.
That wasn't his... catchphrase, though, was it?
What?
A bit of magic.
Yeah.
Catchphrase was not a lot.
Yeah. I don't think she liked the date. Not a lot. Insert your own Paul Daniels joke, if you like. Maybe it was a bit too Paul Daniels the date, and he ended up sawing her in half.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Hello!
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Rob from Dagenham.
Hi, Rob from Dagenham. How can I help you?
Well, I haven't seen any of them films either.
What haven't you seen?
I haven't seen Mary Poppins, Harry Potter... James Bond. I've seen my first Carry On film last week, though.
Last week?
Last week.
Yeah, Carry On Camping.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, it's alright, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
That's the one where a top pops
well,
off.
Well, yeah, that's it. Babs's Babs come out.
Yeah, Babs is Babs.
Babs is Babs.
But no Bond, no Harry Potter, no Grease, or Mary Poppins, as you put on your text. No. Oh, that's fair enough. How old are you?
27.
Yeah, exactly. It's all fine. Right, there's another girl that's been on. I've never seen Dirty Dancing, and I'm a girl. You should see other girls' faces when I tell them. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Not seeing Dirty Dancing, you're a girl.
If you're a girl, that's a bit weird. Very wrong.
That's very strange. This one from Ian and Sterling. Brilliant. Let's boast about being pig ignorant. What next? Boast about never reading books?
Hey?
I haven't read a book, have you?
What are they?
I've read Heat.
Yeah,
sometimes read Reveal when that comes out.
I love it as well.
There's not much point,
isn't
really.
It? Love it.
Love it's
cool?
Good. Yeah,
that's what you like.
With books, see, there's not much point because all the good ones get made into films eventually, anyway. Yeah. Which then we don't watch
until about 3 years later. Yeah.
I'm joking, everybody. Of course, I've read a book. Don't have the book fans
pictures.
Off. I've read Sharon Osbourne Survivor.
podcast.
Really does sound like Ricky Gervais, that, doesn't it?
You know me, Keith Baker, video maker.
I doubt Ricky Gervais goes around posing as Keith Baker, video maker. No. Surely the better chat-up line would be, hello, I'm multi-millionaire comedian, actor and writer Ricky Gervais. That'd be a bit better.
Maybe you got the numbers in his phone mixed up and he's meant to be ringing Newsbeat.
Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Nick.
How can I help you, Nick?
Oh, I've just listened to the radio, and you were saying about the chocolate and stuff, or whatever it was, and...
People that haven't eaten
pasta.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've never tried pasta. My mum doesn't like it. She told me from a little kid it's a devil's food, because it made her sick or something, and...
She told you pasta is the devil's food?
The devil's food.
What, so your mum was like...
Pasta! It's food of the devil!
Did she actually say that to you?
Yeah, she did. It was with all the background noise and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
She just had thunderbolts on tap,
yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Your mum was just talking to you, this music came on.
Yeah, I think she's more than anything.
You what?
I think she's the devil more than anything.
Right, how old are you, if you don't mind asking?
I'm 26, nearly 27.
Right, okay.
Have you not been tempted to try it since, you know?
No, never not at all.
It's really nice. Yeah.
There are all sorts of varieties.
You can get tagliatelle, can't you?
Penne. Spaghetti.
What's the other? Spaghetti, yeah.
Or we could go on for fusilli.
Fusilli.
Have I just made that up?
I think you made that up. I don't think that's a pasta. You can make up anything. He wouldn't know anyway.
I just never even felt really like trying it because, you know, I think it's just one of those things that...
Yeah, I'll never catch on.
Yeah. Do you have pizza? Yeah.
Pizza? Yeah, I've eaten pizza.
All right.
How many times?
Pizza, probably twice a month or something like that.
All right, so pizza's on, pasta's off.
Pasta's off, proper off.
Pizza is the angel's food.
Right. I know that's what my belly thinks.
Also, I can tell that you've never tried pasta because you can't actually spell it on your text. P-A-S-T-E-R. That's not how you spell pasta.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got an email from Jamie, who lives in Warrington, right?
Yeah.
He says, Scott, love the show. No, he doesn't. Does not say that. He wants to ask his girlfriend to marry him.
Okay. Right?
It's been 3 years now. He's not bored. Don't worry, we're not going to do one of those terrible marriage proposals on air.
I don't think that'd work.
Oh, don't like them. No. Right, Jamie wants to know, I've no idea why he's asking me, do you still have to ask her dad if it's okay first?
No,
I've never asked a girl to marry me. Or her father. So here's marriage expert...
You've never asked a girl's father to marry you?
No. Here's marriage expert Shepard. I don't know, I'm handing this over to you. You're married.
You'd class him as a marriage expert.
Well, I don't know. Do people still do that or what? Do you have to ask her dad?
I don't think so, no.
Right. What if he says no? What happens then? What if he says yes and then she says no? That's worse.
That's why I just think the more people involved, the more complicated
it
gets. I agree.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't need to worry about that.
Although, I've never heard of a dad saying no.
I mean, maybe we could open this up a bit, like, on the text. Do you still have to ask the dad first? I don't know.
I'd love to know if a dad has said no.
Actually,
I think dads are most happy just to get them off their hands.
Actually, I do remember recently on MTV an episode of...
oh, this will be good.
...of Totally Scott Lee, where he went round to Michelle Heaton's house beforehand to ask her dad, so maybe you do have to.
Well, if it was on...
Follow their example.
If it was only on Totally Scott Lee, that must be how the world works.
Yeah. My main bit of advice for a wedding is don't forget the video camera, because when Auntie Doris, you know, when she's on the dance floor... and her teeth fall out, you can get £250 after you've been framed. Do you think there's people that do that, a bit like wedding crashers? They just go round weddings with a video camera waiting for the gust of wind to send the bride's dress overhead. Oh, got one, £250. There you are. You think? In answer, Jamie, I don't know, but I would say don't do
don't
it.
Don't bother.
Don't bother, it's all fine. It makes it complicated.
Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Oh yes, all new Flirt Divert on Radio 1. Met quite a lot of people at the weekend, didn't you? I've got a lesson in love for you right now, okay? If you've not had a girl or a boyfriend for a while, here is how to get one.
I'm listening.
Just because this bloke got on Flirt Divert, right, and got given the number, don't let that put you off. This is how you do it. All right, you ready? Here's a lesson in love.
All right, Flower, how are you? We should meet up, you know. Wow.
Wow, that's how you do it. Ugh. Right, so not only does he finish the call with a kiss,
wow,
he also snaps his fingers. That's the way they like it.
We should meet up, you know.
Yeah, you see, it wouldn't
is that him snapping his fingers, eh?
We should meet up, you know.
Yep. Wouldn't matter what he looks like, if he was funny. Some people have just got it, haven't they? Like him.
He's just smooth.
We should meet up, you know.
What celebrities do you think would do that? I think Gok Wan would do that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do a bit. We should meet up, you know. After him and Trevor McDonald. I reckon he snaps his fingers as well.
Dale Winton, I would say.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Always looking, you know, sharp, smooth.
Yeah. I don't know why I think Trevor McDonald would do it. I just do.
We should meet up, you know.
Have you not sat there watching the all-new look News at 10 thinking, I bet he snaps his fingers?
No, I haven't really, no. Right. I've sat there watching the all-look... All
that's
new
the news tonight. Good night. Now, as well as the snapping the fingers, right, you do need a good chat-up line.
Yeah.
And here it is.
All right, love, it's, I met you in town the other night. If you don't remember me, I said as you come in the club, remember you fell over and you fell from the skies into my eyes, remember? All right, this is my number anyway, so give the text back, all right, and we'll go for a drink or something. All right, bye.
All right. That's a good one. You fell from the skies into my eyes.
What was she on? Scaffolding?
Remember, you fell over and you fell from the skies into my eyes, remember?
I hate it when someone falls from the skies into your eyes, didn't you?
That could have...
Hate that.
Seriously, maybe she was on a balcony and he was on the dance floor.
Well, the thing is, she fell over, right? So I think she was too worse for wear to realise his chat-up line makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Remember, you fell over and you fell from the skies into my eyes, remember?
However, she did still manage to give him Flirt Divert number, so she wasn't that...
If he'd have had a video camera, he could have got that on You've Been Framed.
Someone falling from the skies into your eyes, that's got to be worth 250 quid.
I would have laughed and laughed and laughed.
I would. Now, once you've chatted her up with your fingers and your chat-up line, you are going to need somewhere to take her. And
yeah,
this guy has got it.
Hello, Becky. It's Baza from the other night. I just called to say I love you. I just want to say thanks for last weekend. I just wondered if you want to do it again. My nan's out of town this week, so we got the chalet to ourselves. Just give me a ring back. Bye.
All right, so I'll let you have the singing was rubbish, but how could you turn down that offer of his nan chalet?
My nan's out of town this week, so we got the chalet to ourselves.
Can I ask you, who lives in the chalet? Does his nan live in permanently in a holiday camp?
Or Switzerland. He doesn't sound Swiss, does he?
My nan's out of town this week, so we got the chalet to ourselves.
I think he might be Welsh.
Maybe he's just
a hunch.
Maybe he's just trying to make his nan's bungalow sound glamorous by giving it a foreign pronunciation.
Think about it, though. When I'm quite old, I'd quite like to live at Butlins, doesn't it?
Would you?
All that entertainment on your doorstep.
You'll probably be playing it.
And then I'll just go back to my chalet.
Just go back to your chalet.
How brilliant that'd be. Earn a bit of money, back to the chalet. Now, this is complicated. I've got no idea what this is about at all. Should we try and work this out together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is like CSI Flirt Divert. Are you ready? Right. Actually, I prefer the Miami one, to be honest. So let's have that instead. That's it. CSI Miami Flirt Divert. You've got no idea what I'm on about, have you?
I have no idea, no. Right. I don't watch CSI.
Lots of people do. Okay, let's try and work this out, okay?
Well, it's good, this. I prefer CSI Miami as well.
Hi, Charlie. It's Rick. I've been thinking about what happened and what you did, and it's not on. I mean, my brother doesn't think it's right, and, you know, I enjoyed it at the time, but, you know, I don't know, really. I mean, I've been thinking about it, and the stain on the carpet won't come out, and the flat absolutely stinks, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we really should see each other again. I liked you, but you did that, and it's just, well, it was a bit nasty, wasn't it? Okay, give me a phone. Cheers, bye.
Okay, so let's look at the evidence here. Exhibit 1.
I don't know if we really should see each other again.
Okay, so obviously something bad has happened.
Yes.
Exhibit 2.
I mean, my brother doesn't think it's right.
Okay, his brother was... Right, doesn't think it's right.
So is his brother there at the scene?
Hang on, I've got to get the Miami music back on. It's finished.
Okay.
Right, so yeah, his brother. What could that be?
Okay.
All right, you building up the clues?
Yeah, I am, yes.
You know, I enjoyed it at the time, but...
Right, so something that you enjoyed at the time, but regrets after, that your brother doesn't like.
Okay.
Right. Next one.
The stain on the carpet won't come out.
Right, so it's something your brother doesn't like that you regret after, which involves a stain on the carpet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The flat absolutely stinks.
And the flat stinks. What happened there, CSI? Flat divert.
Was it a cheese fondue that went wrong?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello.
Hiya, Scott.
Hiya, who's that?
It's Kat here from Belfast.
Kat from Belfast, what are you saying?
I said, if a guy didn't ask my dad for permission, I just wouldn't marry him.
You wouldn't marry somebody if they didn't ask your dad first?
No chance at all.
Yeah, a lot of the girls are saying the same. You have to ask. You have to ask the dad first, otherwise it doesn't work. What, so it's like, will you marry me? Have you asked my dad? No. Okay, I'm not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Don't you think it's like a lot of hassle? Do you know what I mean?
It's not, though. It's one little question. If they're going to go through the bother of asking me to marry them, they've got to ask my dad first.
Would your dad agree?
Depends on who it was, of course.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking to ask once, let alone have to ask twice.
If they ask to marry me, then no, I don't think you'd say yeah.
But if your dad said no, I'm afraid not, then you wouldn't marry them?
No.
Okay. Well, at least now all the boys in Belfast know, don't they?
Yeah. You're going to be growing old with cats.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Alright, we're going to get into the bottom of this flirt divert thing. This is a bit like in those detective films, they're not quite sure. So they bring in some kind of psychic people, isn't it?
A profiler or something. Right.
We've got Dave from Bristol on the phone now. You might remember Dave from a few weeks back. We found his number. He was on our show a while ago, and he wanted to start his own detective agency because he found out he was quite good at Cluedo. Hi, Dave.
Hiya, Scott.
You're right. How's the agency going?
Not bad. Obviously, due to my limited training, I'm only solving murders in like stately mansions and homes at the moment. But yeah, it's going all right.
Okay, right. We need you to help us out with this. All right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So here are the clues. Okay, what was going on here? Chappers thinks it's some kind of cheese-related party.
A cheese fondue party.
Okay, right. Okay.
I don't know if we really should see each other again.
Right, so he thinks they shouldn't see each other again, okay? It's a bloke talking to a girl on Flirt Divert, all right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, my brother doesn't think it's right.
Brother doesn't think it's right at all. Yeah?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed it at the time, but...
So, brother doesn't think it's right at all, but he did enjoy it at the time.
The stain on the carpet won't come out.
There's a stain on the carpet, all right?
Yeah.
The flat absolutely stinks.
And the flat absolutely stinks. Turn the radio down.
Yeah, sorry, it was a news interruption here.
Okay, flat stinks. What is it?
It's a tough one, definitely.
Yeah.
Obviously, my limited training in Cluedo, the only kind of liquid is the poison.
Yes.
So that would be my first detective. Obviously, we need to get some kind of... forensics down there to have a look at. Yeah.
Do you think we need to bring in Colonel Mustard for questioning?
Colonel Mustard, I know this is a bit out of Colonel Mustard's expertise.
Oh, is it? Right.
I think it's more of a Reverend Green sort of thing, maybe.
Yeah. I also think Miss Scarlet might be involved.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm waiting for Cluedo to bring out their like in a city edition so I can expand my business.
Cluedo CSI. Then you'll be right there, yeah, I know, okay.
Like it could be like, you know, instead of like the poison in the library and all that, it could be like the chav with the traffic cone in Tesco car park sort of thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Bring that, it right up to date, innit?
Yeah, why not? I mean, so it is quite a hard one. Fondue, yeah, maybe.
See, have somebody else. Okay.
I think Chaffers might be after my job. To be fair,
right, so ahead of you.
After all that, you're still saying the fondue party.
Well, no, because that one's already been said. I just,
Dave, listen, don't worry about it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.